Hey ho, let's go. I'm just watching the newest Michael Tellefson video, and as usual, I remark how little CPU processing power, how little my brain is, and how accidental some observations are. But if you're familiar with my work, you may have even been aware of this before. I just became aware of it now. But remember, I used a speaker cone analogy to because it took my little brain a long time to try to comprehend how a speaker cone could work, and how tiny little earbuds could work. And I don't know if everybody else in audio engineering or if every other human being understood this intuitively, and it was just me that had a problem with it. But it takes me a long time to get my head around ideas. Because until I really feel comfortable that I understand something, I don't pretend I do. And I feel great discomfort at not understanding something. Yeah, I'm one of those students that everybody hates because I really want to understand. So I ask questions when everyone else wants just to go home or go to lunch. So I've been using this speaker cone analogy for at least 2 or 3 years. And never once for a second connected it with all the other things that Tellefson was writing about, which I wrote about in my books and videos, about the cones, the pineal cone held by the Anunnaki, the cone-shaped tools, which ring like bells, which the Sumerians appeared to use for healing in the same way as that lady uses tuning forks to heal people. And I never crossed my mind that I've been using a speaker cone analogy. Even when I keep talking about Michael Tellinger and other fixating on sound. And even as I keep discussing things to do with sound and vibration and frequency and trying to really bring home a point about the obfuscative nature of thinking about things in terms of waves. Two-dimensional visual representation renderings when the phenomena are energy pulses. So yeah, it just occurred to me, and just I want to give you an example in real time how I suddenly realize how stupid I am and ignorant I am and how I missed something. And in this case, I missed the fact that I keep wondering if the speaker cone analogy is going to be helpful to people, because for me, it helped me understand a lot of things. But the idea that it's actually a cone, and we're talking about speaker cone and therefore sound and vibration and frequency, it never occurred to me that I was talking about speaker cones. So anyway, I just wanted to add that I just want in real time, a real time, typical sort of situation where a real-time insight comes to me. This time it's just a reflection about my own model, my own paradigm that I'm using, my own metaphor, and how apt it is, and not even realizing that I'm speaking about cones, speaker cones, in the context of Taurus. And this is it because I'm just trying to get my head around too, really, and comprehend really, and see how it all fits in, how just pulsating Tauruses. Tauruses that are spinning in and out and in and out are the primity. They form the smallest unit of reality and they make up in the galaxies. And it's all about cones, two cones, downward cone, upward cone. All the symbols for male and female are downward triangle, upward triangle. Put them together and you get the Star of Remshan, which people call the Star of David. Which can either interlace, which shows the union of male and female, and the union of positive and negative, the neutral Taurus, or which can be overlapping, which show male domination over female. But remember, speaker cone, view that from the side. It's a cone. And I'm happy to say it seems a perfectly apt idea. Anyway, I think I've got to stop.